Hello, this is Dr. Fran. You know Dr. Ruth? Well, I'm the English version. The reason I began this podcast is because I have a passion to move people out of sexual inertia. As a former Roman Catholic nun, I've lived a life of great transitions, and along the way have unlearned the lies that kept me trapped in sexual ignorance for years. Having gone through the transitions of my life, I now have the scope of knowledge to address issues across the board, across all ages and all topics, and I'd like to share that knowledge with you. After 25 years as a practicing RN, I earned a PhD in human sexuality and am now an ASEX certified sexuality counsellor and clinical sexologist. I'm here to discuss common issues, give tips, discuss sex education, and help improve your intimacy and sex life. Feel free to email me questions and comments at drfran@improveintimacy.com. You can also follow me on my social networking sites located at the bottom of www.improveintimacy.com.
Hi, it's me again. So, I've got a thing with angels right now. I don't know about you, but it seems like we need a little help. So I'm going back to these universal cards that I spoke about the last time, created by Juliet Jaffrey Hubbs and Nora Monaco. And guess what I came up with this time? Willingness. Willingness. Doesn't that seem to support and really go hand in hand with honesty, which was my last podcast? So willingness, according to the definition, says not choosing to refuse, complying, voluntary choice, not adverse, favorably disposed. And the write-up on it says, when you draw this card, use it as a reminder that you always have the power of choice in all situations. You can choose the attitude with which you will go through a situation. What are you willing to do to create peace in your life? Sometimes it takes more courage and willingness to say no than just to go along and not rock the boat. Go within. Connect with your higher self. Allow the universe to show you what is needed to move on to the next step. A good time to make a strong, positive effort. Go the extra distance in situations that really matter to you. Do the work that is needed to attain your desired outcome. Use your will in favorable ways with integrity. Remove obstacles and move forward. Strong energy is available to help clear blockages. Prepare yourself as often as necessary. Take conscious and deliberate action to create a positive attitude. Are you willing to take a chance? Does fear hold you back? Can you afford to take risks? Can you afford not to? Willingness to be open at the edge of the unknown will invite natural wisdom into situations and reveal new directions. There is indomitable power in the right use of will. I've always said the most scary thing in the world is to put your hand on your own heart, look in a mirror, and admit that you create your life. You create the exact circumstance that you are living in right now. If you're in an abusive situation, if you're in an absolutely idyllic loving situation, what's the difference? Nothing. You've created it. Because if you're in an abusive situation, who's allowing it? Who's stopping you picking up, if you're on your own, picking up your bags and walking? If you've got children, picking them up and taking them out of it? You owe it to yourself, and you certainly owe it to your children not to be living in a place that is not honourable and supportive. The exercises that I gave you last time of looking into each other's eyes and sharing your deepest needs and wants will help you now, because following on from that, if you did it, if you couldn't do it, you certainly have some lots and lots of thinking to do to now move into a place where you are willing to do whatever it takes to create the life that you deserve. Every one of us lives a blessed life. We won the race. 52 million sperm were struggling up that birth canal to meet with that egg, and you won the race. You won. And Wei, how are you choosing to support, to celebrate that win? You're either living the life that you know is within your grasp, or you're choosing not to. You're choosing to be the victim. So let's look at willingness, and let's thank the angels for sending us that word, because it makes me just think, how can I move into a more positive, more desperately determined place to create the kind of life that I want to. I really want to live the biggest possible life ever. If not now, when? And the same goes to you, darlings. Tatty bye.